Jesus is Jehovah, Chapter 3, Jehovah Jesus Introduced by John the Baptist. Anyone with an even elementary knowledge of the Scriptures is aware of the fact that the Old Testament abounds with prophetic announcements of the eventual coming into the world of the promised Messiah. Of all these promises, one of the most glorious is that found in Isaiah 40, verse 15. Now, in order that we may see that it was of Christ that Isaiah was prophesying, we shall put in parallel the promise and its fulfillment as recorded in Matthew's Gospel. Isaiah 40, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's, Jehovah's, hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, Jehovah, make straight in the desert a highway for our God, and the glory of the Lord, Jehovah, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord, Jehovah, hath spoken it. And Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Matthew 3, verses 1 through 3. If you will note carefully the above comparison, you will see that here the Spirit of God has definitely identified the Jehovah of Isaiah with the Jesus of Matthew. Then add to this Luke's word in chapter 1, verse 76, thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. Thus is John the Baptist called the prophet of the highest. Who can this be but the Lord himself, Jehovah? Yes, Jesus is Jehovah.